Well, now let's go over to Golden Bay. A summer holiday close encounter with an orca is not what a group of children were expecting when they paddled their kayaks out into Liger Bay in Golden Bay. It's left them buzzing, though. Nelson's Stephen Halcrow was standing on the beach watching his two sons and their friends kayaking and paddleboarding close by when they spotted a massive dorsal fin. Here's a clip of the moment.
Chill out. No, chill out. Look, he's right there. Chasing stingrays.
Oh my goodness. Oh, they're going to go between them.
We'll put that full video on our Facebook page so you can take a look at it. It's quite a watch. Stephen is on the line now, I think from a campground in Kaitiriteri, to talk to us about all of this. Kia ora.
Kia ora, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. I was in Liger Bay and saw stingrays and had the pleasure of swimming with them, but this is amazing. When did you realise the orca was there?
We were just there on Tuesday and we were breaking the weather. It was a wet day and we went down for a bit of a paddleboard and a bit of a kayak, and then all of a sudden the kids were making a bit of noise. It looked like a bit of a scene out of Jaws, actually. And then someone said, oh, there's some fins. And the kids thought it was dolphins. Well, it is the biggest species of dolphin, I suppose. And, we saw a couple of fins, and they were just cruising around. It's a pretty shallow sort of bay. So they were just cruising around from bay to bay, I think, and, they were just searching for a bit of food, and like you heard on the video, we were just trying to keep a bit of calm, a little bit of composure, and instead of freaking them out,
What were your first thoughts when you saw those fins?
I wasn't panicked at all. I just wanted to get it, but somebody start filming this, and somebody else said, phone all the others up at the batch to get them down here. So that was our first thoughts, but, just trying to not freak out all the kids out.
How did all the kids deal with it?
Some of them were one in particular came in shaking and crying, and the others were buzzing. They had adrenaline running through their veins. They were talking so fast and shouting and pretty excited. It was one of those once in a lifetime experiences, I believe.
I was going to say, has the one who was shaking and crying really understandable? But I bet now they're feeling pretty stoked with it all, are they?
Yeah, he said the next day, he goes, at the moment I was shaking and crying, but he now realises it was a once in a lifetime experience.
Yeah.
He's pretty lucky to have done it.
One of the kids, I have to say, when I watched the video, it was the one on the paddleboard. I was like, oh, paddleboard! I wonder how good they are at that.
Yeah, that's my son Luke. He's 13. And he said to me, he goes, I had a sudden pain in my chest, and I was thinking, uh-oh, this is what a heart attack's like. But, he paddled pretty fast, by the looks of it,
I bet he did. How was it moving, and how long did it sort of stay around?
Oh, they were probably in the bay for about 5 minutes, and one of the orca just went across the backs. But this one came straight into shore, and then did a sharp turn amongst the children there, like they were following something along the bottom. But, one can only guess what they were up to.
After those stingrays, I guess. Hey, look, thanks so much for telling the story. Stephen Halcrow there.
Okay, catch you later.